Let's go. Who could eat tonight? Hakonish Neilonas.
Ba'uns,
the hunt. Asked.
I want to tell you, they gave me last week, I was meant to Ravi. Ba'uns, Ravi. I wasn't happy.
Well, your mama should tell me.
Just if somebody has to write, the night has been served.
Oh, wow. Pizza's hot.
It smells like so dangerous, man.
There's a new place called Pies and Pies and whatever it's called. Pies by On Deck.
What's wrong with the guy?
Because he puts it into a microwave for 40 seconds, they can get the order out together at the same time.
No Pies on Deck.
Unbelievable.
What's your business?
Need a microwave in
the
microwave.
We
need a whole pizza oven now.
Yeah. Okay, let's go, Chevra. A guy buys two trees, so he does not own the karka underneath it. He only has the property just to have yanika for his tree. And then after that, the tree dries out, he's basically done. He's basically buying whatever the fruits are going to be. Rameyah argues, Konakaka, two trees, you Konakaka. And the way the Rashbam says over there, very interesting language, the Chashvinan Lehu Steha Ilan. What he's saying is that we call it Steha Ilan. What does that mean? It means that when you buy a Steha Ilan, when you buy a stay Elon, whatever. When you buy a stay Elon, then you of course you get the karka. So what Rameir is saying is, according to Rashbam, and Machalik Sushanim Haralan the Mishnah, that stay Elon, two trees creates a stay Elon. So maybe you get the karka. Takam says, no, two trees does, and three trees does. We did have a Machalikus, Rashbam and Tosis early on. If this Mishnah goes into Ayin Yof and Ayin Ra, and the Rashbam learned that this Mishnah is also the Machlokes because Ayin Yof and Ayin Ra, but Tosfos over there argue, and the Rashbam seems to learn like that Tosfos over here. So we're going to stick with that. Now we're going back to the Tanakama. Higdiloi, Tanakama Shita is that you're not cutting the karka. So what happens? The branches stick into his property. And now the guy says, I got to cut these branches. You're ruining my field. I can't have shade. I need the sun. Lo Yishofa. The Meicher is not allowed to cut down these branches because since you didn't sell me the property, you sold me whatever it takes for the tree to grow, then you got to leave the tree to grow. That's all you sold me. You didn't sell me anything else. You didn't sell me the karka. So that's it. The Olam and Ageza comes up from the roots. Shaloi.
Okay, everything okay there?
Whose alarm is that? What happened? Somebody bought a...
Somebody broke into your pool?
What happened?
He made a sale.
It's your house? No. Where is the mortar? Where's the alarm?
Somebody went into the pool.
Someone sent the letter with
that. Who?
For sure.
It's your house?
No. The pool.
A call?
Call.
Oh, wow.
That's all a call?
No, his phone. It's his ringer. Some people love sirens.
Is that good? Okay.
You have it also on your phone, right?
Oh, crazy.
Va'olam and Ageza, so whatever comes up to the roots belongs to the guy. Menashroshim Shabbal Akaka. Mesu and Lakaka, like we said before. Now, Kana Shlesha, so Kana Kaka. Higdiloi, now it changes. Yishafa. The Mechel I cut it down, because I gave you enough property, and we'll see tomorrow's daf, you get Dalai Lama's around. So you have enough property for your tree. Cut your tree down. Don't bring it to my property. Leave me alone. You can replant. Tanan, I'm having a buy in a moment. Tanan Hasam. You ready? What's the baby's name, by the way? What's Ayala? Who's Ayala after? Which Baba was named Ayala? Oh, that's exactly my point. You're too old to name just a name out of the hat.
Ilyana?
My wife likes the name Ayala.
Okay, that's the problem. I went to the
well,
Rebbe.
It happens to be it's my Schwigger's grandmother.
I went to a Rebbe in Antwerp. So, is that Gerim? Names?
Who said that to you?
Yeah, yeah. Zen said to someone.
It's not a made up
name. Zen's guy then?
What do you mean? Where did these names came from?
Look up names.
And Chaya is from my Baba.
Ayala. Kitsu should be called Ayala.
Yeah, what else is new?
Chaya's going out of the
will. Chaya's out of the will.
She's dead already. And get a penny.
Like my, I named my daughter Toby after my grandmother's mother. So I call her up after Shabbos. I said, I named Toby after your mother. Oh, very nice. What's the name? Toby.
No, it wasn't her name.
You know, my mother had two names, Toby Sprinzer. I said, I didn't name. She goes, so you didn't name after my mother. She said it the way it was. You know what I mean? There's no chachmas. You didn't, just say straight. You didn't name after my mother. Next.
My mother's the same way. I told her, like, so you're going to call her Ayala or you're going to call her Chai? I'm like, oh, what if my wife decides?
You gotta blame it on the wife, never.
You, it was your idea. You blame
me.
No,
I didn't. I told my wife, you picked the name.
Yeah, but you have the breitel. When they ask you what the name is, you could slip. You could say Chai and Endict.
That's happened to my sister, by the way.
My friend's father, she was the seventh girl.
My wife doesn't like the name Chai.
She was the seventh kid after six boys. So her mother said, before Shul Fuzz said, what do you want to name him? Basheva. Okay. Kosh Rabbi Yisrael, Yecheved. He came home, Yecheved. What? Didn't we discuss this before? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to me. The guy said the name. I said, Yecheved. I have no idea why. So, okay.
Now he's out of the wall.
I don't know, but her name's Yecheved. You can't do a change, man. I mean, you could, theoretically.
Can you do a change?
You could do a change.
Mashal and Bias could do anything.
Yeah. I changed my name from Libby to Steve. Anyway,
father messed up at the naming of the baby. He went to Panchanevsky. He said, if I mincha make a clock, the baby's name is not this, it's this. And that's it. That's all you have to do.
I know, but
was that you?
No, not me. They dropped me, that's why I turned out this way.
What, you did it happen to your father?
Mm-hmm. Somebody else.
Oh, right. Okay, let's go by there. Tanan also. I don't know what you're talking about. You name these names, like, hello. They're not awesome. HaKadosh Nei Lanas, a guy...
Donuts tomorrow morning.
Judah. They're not awesome. HaKadosh Nei Lanas, but Tevshik
Habib...
He's practicing.
You need something for the picture for tomorrow.
They're not awesome. HaKadosh Nei Lanas, but Tevshik Habib, maybe main occurs. Now we're having Bikurim. So... if you look at the Parsha Mikurim, it's Mamash Bashartis that we're learning this today. This week is Parsha Mikurim. This Kisavai. So it says, Vayu Kisavai al Arz, Hashem al Kachon Eslach, Nachlo, Vyushta, Vyushafta, Ba. Vilo Kachta. I taught a kid's Mamisa Parsha next week, so I know this Parsha. So Mesh is called Priyadam, yeah, Goldenberg's son. I taught him in a lane.
You taught?
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole nine yards. He's laying next week by Feinroth. Yeah.
Elkanah doesn't cheat that, doesn't teach them?
I don't know. He only wants to learn if I teach him. He comes for Shabbos to the Daf. So I taught him. Right. I taught him the whole thing.
You're taking over the...
I'm not taking over anything. This was a free job. I taught him the whole thing. Brochus, Haftarah, the whole 9 yards. He got fired by Bloch. Bloch said, smashing job.
Bloch is one of his
things. Yeah, Bloch loved it. He said, it's a great job. So whatever. Anyway, you ready? Okay, so it says over here that you take the firstborn fruit.
You were here then? Knocking out of the park. He read it like it was like he woke up in the morning, rolled over
and
read it.
When the rabbi changed from speaking.
Oh, like also,
right?
I don't know.
Huh?
Myers
kids.
Anyway, you take. We're not nearly ready for the next stuff.
I'm
going
to send you a message, but it's okay.
5 minutes. I don't know. I didn't answer.
I told him. 15
minutes ago.
Why are you relying on his messages?
Okay.
Like
so basically, you have the firstborn fruit, and you're supposed to bring every Shivas Aminim separately. It was a big teram, and you bring the Shivas Aminim to Beis Hamikdash, wrapped up. The Gevirim used to bring in gold, silver. The Aminim will bring them in a tenner, in a tennis basket. So. The Gemara says, "Hakonish nei elonos toksh chaveroi, maybe vein akoyro." Ramei Omer, maybe. Right. So Mela may be in a Kaira. May I mean? No. Maybe in a Kaira. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, because you can't say Adam Ali. You can't say Adam Ashton Asad Ali. So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Mashmul, Mechai Bar Amir, Abel Akech Peis Mashuk. And Rajbam says, Rajbam says, Lahavi Bikurim Lakech Peis should be Ilan, Va'oisa should be Kira Tchila, Koshi Bogan, Liyad, Shabbat Mechai. So you basically buy the perish of a shuk. And what's the raya? What's the raya for a mayor? Midaktani, Mishni Yisera, Mechti. Tanale, Deyesh, Lekaka, Pshita, the mayor, what do you have to say it for? Of course. That's Allah Kantari. Shmamina, Machai, Ramay, Apple, Kak, Pesh, Mashuk. I frank the Gemara, how's it possible? Well, Ksiva, Shetovi, Ma'artzacho. So, Marza, who will mute Chutzlaritz? Frank the Gemara. What do you got?
There's a paper.
No.
No, there were papers.
Where are they? Oh, they're over there. Thank you, Gary Jr. You're a Gary Jr. You're good with that. That's a good name for you, actually. What should I call you, Hector?
I just stopped coming altogether.
What should I call you, Hector?
Julio, not Hector.
Julio? what's the pasuk we're looking at? Oh, Ashtav Ma'aretzicha. Second one down. Fred to Gemara. Lemute Chutzaretz. Vaksiv Ad Moschov. So Gemara says, Lemute Akum. That's coming to tell you to exclude a Akum, a Gentile. So the Gemara says, Vaksiv Ashton Satali. The Yavli Zuzi Vizamni Behu. You gave me money, you bought it. Now Rajbam learns the Gemara's Kash Vaksiv Ad Moschov. Rashbam learns that there's two psukim on Moscha. Yet the Gurus the Gemara, the Hulkasin of Aksiv ad Moscha Shnepon, one time in Shamos and one time in Kasisa. I think Gary has this down to science. They got the one on the bottom and the one on top. The one in Shamos and the one in Dvarim. So, to Shamos. Taisvis disagrees on that. Now, Taisvis asks a slew of questions. The first one is that the Gemara says Lamute Chutzlar, it's Frek Taisvis, Lachaira, it's mitzvahs or Tluyub Aretz. What? What happened? What happened?
What's on that phone exactly?
It seems like he's better versed at this stuff than we are.
I think that you have to take him up to the bathtub. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos says, I don't understand, Mitzvot Tluy Ba'aretz, Mitzvot Tluy Ba'aretz are Patur Chutz La'aretz. So what's going on with this? Tosfos first says that's Hiskei Shechalei, Basav Chalav. That's one shot.
What the hell is going on? This guy's phone.
This guy has a bad. What the heck?
At least it wasn't the other side.
That's a letter.
Here it comes.
That's a letter.
Everyone's phones are making different noises tonight.
Who had a baby?
Nobody had a baby. He posted that he's giving donuts tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta go to the
house,
though.
Yeah.
So Gemara says. So Gemara says. So Taisa says we have a hekish from Basav Chalav. That's one. That's one Shan Taisa. Second Shan Taisa says a big chiddush. That Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz because it's a chayvus ha-guf, not a chayvus ha-odom, not a chayvus ha-bikurim. Now, another thing that Tosfos brings down, Muti Akum, Tosfos says, he argues with Rashbam, there's not two psukim, that Rashbam has a gives ad-moscha, he argues that, but he says, Mekoyach ahim Mishnah, he says that a ger cannot make birchus azim, because he can't say shechat la v'seinu eretz tayva, he also can't down for the amud, because he can't say, Elakei Avos, Elakei Avram, Elakei Yitzchak. He says Elakei Avos Yisrael. We don't pass like this. We hold not like that. Zok de Gemara. Masiv Rava. I buy one tree in your guy's backyard. Maybe ain't a kara. Why? For shalei kana kaka divrei meir. That's tiyufta. Rameir says even kind of paris mashuk, you may have a kara. So why should it be any different? I don't know. Shimon el Yakel and Belezer. My time there meir be ilan echad. My time there bottom shnei lanos. What's the pshat? I'm not loy. I don't understand you. Davishar shainim loy amru by tam. Tishaleni beves medrash kedil b'asheni. You know there's no answer for this. So you're coming just to embarrass me? And the Arsa Meach says that you're not allowed to ask a Rebbe or a Rav in public something that you know he can't answer. You're allowed to ask him in private anything you want, even if you know he can't answer. That you're allowed to do. But to go in public and ask him something, and the Gemara in Shabbos brings down when you're not allowed to ask someone something they're not learning. It's the same idea. Somebody's not learning. If a guy's not learning about Baal Shem, you start asking a chashuv reshiva in Amoiches Asvina. That says a favor from a toisu. You sit by Chasen and there's 40 people around, and the guy's like, "I'm not holding Amoiches Asvina. We're learning." Whatever. Ask him something. That what? Oh yeah. But my see was wrong. You're not allowed to. It's partial also. That's public. Especially to go ahead and say afterwards, that's the Rosh Hashiva. That's the point. Hagufa is the point. That is Kedil Vasheni. What are you asking me? I mean, what do you think the Gemara in Brocha? That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that he asked him, hey, I'll show you the Gemara. The Gemara says, that whole goof is the problem. It's keto. So, the Gemara.
The cheese and the sauce he's eating. Let him enjoy it. The bread is just a bit of temptation to get it in.
Yeah.
It's a, what they call it? It's a pie.
The injection system.
No, not yet. Okay. So he says, it means a suffix. We don't know. So male, that's why you bring Bikurim. But you can't be Kaira because of suffix. It says, maybe, we don't know. And this goes in to learning like the Rashbam, like we said at the beginning, stay Elon. Means we don't know if by buying one tree, it's called a stay Elon. We don't know. So Gemara says, you have a Zaytika problem. You bring Chul Lazara. So Gemara says, the Magzluhu. You Magdish. In fact, Gemara says, Boy Mechlinu. But you need to eat it. The Parakluhu. He brings it down?
Yeah,
it's too much. It's too much for a quick daf yamishim.
Come on, did you get online?
Yeah.
Okay. I did
30 laps already. That's 60 times, not 30 times.
That was just the challenge. That was takes over the sift and it's challenge. You didn't get the pizza yet.
Throw up a cup. No, one cup. One.
You can't throw one cup.
Of course you could.
One cup you can throw, right? I mean, with that upper body strength, you probably could.
One more time.
I have another 150,000 cups, so thank you.
135,000.
Sigmar says, And this is a whole big sugya, Mechun Lazar, because Mechun Lazar is only something that's makriv. Are you being makriv this? It's not being makriv.
It comes with a carbon.
No, so.
Mechun comes with a carbon. Bring the carbon shlamim along.
But no, it comes with the shlamim. The shlamim was okay.
Yeah, but the only wrong reason why you bring the shalom
Anyway, got the vinegar in there.
The hot pepper flakes in there going.
Oh, delicious.
Well, it smells so bad, you have no idea.
No idea. It is, I smell it.
I thought, like, your father would love this.
I thought somebody had somebody needs to go to the indigestion hospital. I don't know if they make one of those.
That stinks, but it's delicious.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, now it's
getting
vinegar.
Did I tell you? This is what they give in the nursing home for the people to go to the bathroom. It makes them feel good.
It's vinegar. What's the deal?
You give this to your nurses?
Uneducated.
They don't have a sophisticated palate. Explain.
I'm uneducated? I worked in an indigestion hospital.
I said pedestrian level palate.
Come speak. He's going to go places with the word palate.
I worked in an indigestion hospital.
In a roof on the top.
There's no such thing as an indigestion hospital. Indigestion hospital is Barron's basement.
You could
cure
that
you
with
just
that?
A Z-pack? Where says the Whew. The Machtishlu, I gotta...
I'm not a fan breather.
The Machtishlu.
I don't like it if you don't like it. I enjoyed it, but I ate it.
All right, you go sit on the farm and eat it, all right?
I want to bring my garage from the bus, the bathroom, the bus.
Yeah,
I'm going to
bring that on the bus, all right?
Helmet's still in there. Next time we go on the bus, I'm wearing no socks, and the pants got to be high, because last time there was a matzav over there. It was brutal.
No socks?
I didn't open the nose till I was 20 feet away from the bathroom.
No, nobody did.
Disaster. And anybody that went in... Oh man, yeah, Penny probably. Okay, anyway, come out. You threw up on the bus, on the boat.
On the boat.
It's on the boat at a rest station.
On the boat, of course, you always
have the 50 bucks later.
And
I just bought every single cleaning product they had. I killed everyone.
On a yacht, I have no problem.
I just
on these boats,
all over the place.
It's a fishing boat. Anytime a fishing boat.
We were in.
You have no idea the worry that Helmut was in there for an hour. You can't imagine my worry. Helmut went in there, and then I fell asleep. And then I wake up, and I'm like, it's an hour. I'm still there. I didn't chop that I slept. I just didn't see him pass by. He was right behind me. So I WhatsApp. I said, "Are you right in there?" He taps his shoulder. He's like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You're in there for an hour. I thought you were in there for an hour." He's like, "I was there for 2 minutes. You fell asleep." I thought he was there for an hour. You can't be there for an hour. Yeah. That's all. It's dangerous. It's toxic.
That was the first trip. The second trip was
worse. First
so the
was
second trip was and then worse. They hadn't cleaned it out of the year.
And then all of a sudden they go camping. Where are they going to the bathroom? They're going to the bathroom.
I don't know. Well, Morgan's still in the bathroom from his camping trip.
Yeah. Morgan.
Still having effect.
But that's because he hurt his foot.
No, the father, because they can't use the bathroom, so they hold it in for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they just go till Sukkot he's gone. Anyway.
Then he's back up from all outside. He's like camping again.
Okay, but so what's the makdish lehu? Well, by michlin, you have to eat it. You can't eat hektish. Yeah, great. It's great. It fixes your nose, okay? My friend's wife, her nose doesn't work. That you know what the house smells like? Burnt food and dirty diapers. She has no idea. The dirty diapers... Everything's great. I walk in, I'm like, hello. It stinks in here. He's like, yeah, my wife's nose doesn't work. So.
Why doesn't he do something?
Oh, the radish is up in the back.
I think his nose is affected by his wife. It's ishtrika goofy. You need to eat it. The paraklu. See, we didn't do it. I don't say something. Because the halach is by kurim is potter. The mafishlu. So much. One second. Mishlam etchuma gadol yavu l'koyin. Very nice. Ma'aser sheni nami yavu l'koyin. Ma'aser ani nami yavu l'koyin. Ani, very good. El ma'aser rishon the levi who l'man yavu le. Who do you give it to? Gemara says we have a trickery. The young lekayin can't be lezman azayah. Tanya, trim gadol lekayin.
But we don't pass them like that.
Ma'aser rishon levi, the Rebbe Kiva. Lezman azayah imir, ma'aser rishon af lekayin. And the machloek is showing him how to learn this either because the takanas Ezra, because that's where Rishbam learns. Tosis doesn't learn that. Tosis learns a whole different thing. Tosis says the loy kavishon going to pierce the pligi bus and then consider Ezra on the rice of pligi. Tamim yeshmaros. It's machloek is the rice if you're allowed to give it to a levi.
So what's the whole part of ma'aser rishon then?
You could give it to either or.
No, I'm saying my solution where you have to go and give chumas mice to the pasuk, you have to give chumas mice to the kohen.
You could also give it to a kohen, but you're supposed to give it to a levi. You could also give it to a kohen. That's what it seems like.
Right,
exactly. I'm not my avlakayim. Then we'll be kurim nino. Afraid gemara. Now gemara is the bambakasha. I don't understand. So you're saying it's a suffix, but if it's bikurim nino, ubay kriya. If it's really bikurim, then you need kriya. Gemara says kriya lemakevis. So gemara says yeah. V'loi, v'amar Rav Zeir called Royal Bila, ain't Bila Makeves, v'she ain't Royal Bila Makeves. Halacha is, by a mincha, you bring one lug for 60 Yisroinim. What happens if you bring 61 Yisroinim? It's not good, because you can't mix 61 Yisroinim with one lug. Ah, the halacha is you don't have to mix. You don't have to mix in that jar. You're right, you don't have to mix, but you have to be able to mix. So, over here, since you can't read, because it's not Pikurim for sure, so if you can't read, you can't say, "Oh, I don't have to read." No, if you have bikurim for real, and you don't read, then you don't have to read. It's good. It's not makiv. But to say that I don't have to read because I don't have to read, that's not possible. That's very deep. So Gemara says, "Kerbiyasi, the avalu kerbiyasi bechanina, anu shita, damar batsra meshigam yatshlich umei shlich b'derech maybe venikara. My time is civil kachto beveso ashtel kicha b'avol keechon v'olak and it's not. So basically, you need to have one thing, and you don't have. Zot Gemara. Wait, let's finish the two dots. No, we'll finish the two dots. There's a lot of stuff over here. Wait, don't shut it off yet. Amar Bachmei the Ravuvi Ravashi Mechti Psukim Inu. I don't understand. What are you worried about? The Psukim? I just read the Psukim at the beginning. It's 14 Psukim. Big deal. Likri. Amaleim Shnei Mechti Kishirka. No, you look like a liar because you're holding the Bikurim in your hand. You're reading, but you're not allowed to read. It's a suffix. Might just be hektish. Mishash Bei Rav Chiya Amar Dilma Asaf Kuna Metru Meiser. Machlok is Rashbam, if it's Rashbam says two pshatim, either he will be mafkin ma'aser because he thinks it's off the hook.
No, Bikurim doesn't need it.
Right, so he thinks it's off the hook, or other people who see. Now the Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky says that Mechzik Shuka doesn't mean that you look like a liar, but any avodas Hashem that you're not doing the proper way, it goes into Hashem Lekechatira. You're not a liar because you know it's a suffix. You're doing not suffix, but for Hashem to do something like that, that doesn't look right.
But where's the bad side of reading the Pesukim, even if it's not going to apply necessarily to the Bikurim? What am I saying?
No, it just looks bad. It looks bad because you're holding Bikurim as if you're...
I'm holding the grape and I'm saying Asher Avadam, but I'm saying...
Yeah, no, exactly. So you make him believe like you're doing the Kriya, but you're not. You make him look, you're doing the mitzvah correctly. You're really not. That's the whole thing. That's what Chaim Kanievsky says. Now, it's interesting. We have Halacha of Krishma. Krishma is Machlokes Magen Avraham and the Gra. So the Magen Avraham holds first man, the gross of the second time. You get up early, you get up at 7 o'clock, and but the shul, you're not sure is going to make it. So what you do is you make a tanai. You say, I'm saying Krishma now, if the halach is like the Magen Avraham. If the halach is not like the Magen Avraham, I like the Goyen, like the Gra, so then I want to be Yotze, the Betzibur. Now the Chavetz Chaim holds that if you're laying Krishma in a time that's not Krishma, it's Baal Tosef. You can't do a mitzvah. That's what it brings down to the Chavetz Chaim. No. It's different. It says. Not here. Here.
Is there an F Sharius for a fifth in the lulav?
No, I'm shaking lulav.
Misha kara kishma la'achas man l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah. Yesh locha sh'oiva b'al toysef.
If you're reading Shemitah, yes, you want to practice your thing.
No, that's fine. Now you can do. Now you can do. Now you can do.
I'm either Kobe Torah or I'm either Makam the Mitzvah.
So that's what he says. You have to speak it out when you say it in Shul also. I mean, when it's not enough to speak it out then.
When I'm doing it early, you mean?
It's not enough when you do it early to speak it out. When you're in Shul.
But you can't speak it out.
Have in mind. Have in mind that it's shikaratara. Right, the other side of Tanai. Otherwise, you
might be doing
if you're doing some kavana, then you have a problem. So he brings down over here that
by the way, a lot of places can hold you can't do that tonight. Those are and that's the big problem with Magen Avraham and the Grom. You want to do trying to hop around all the timings. You say, okay, I'm going to do the Magen Avraham now if I want to be Yitzhak Magen Avraham. Otherwise, I'm going to do the Grom later.
Why does a guy want to do that? Only because of the brachas.
Yeah.
What's the reason why you do it?
Because you want to get the brachas involved. Because you want the brachas before and after Shema. You want to be kareb with the brachas.
Because that's the chatchila. Because that's the chatchila. No, you can't. You have to daven earlier.
So
then, what do you need the whole shul for? Let's close the shul down.
If you're up early enough, so go daven with a minion.
What happened? We're telling you to go daven with a minion.
Use the restroom at home. And Sunday morning, it's very busy. Oh my gosh, that's great. And he'll say all the brachas. That's great. That's great. He's reading the Gemara. That's priceless.
So he's really learning Gemara.
That's priceless.
Someone told me today.
That's only Rav Moshe could do that.
You gotta speak to Mr. Ravel. He'll verify whether it's. Like that has never happened to us. Never in a million years.
So the question is if it's Mexican shikra, that's the question. When a guy's davening in shul,
and you're doing it, and you already did the
Shema falls, now it's Mexican shikra. He's sitting there like a gross tzaddik, but really it's Mexican shikra. So he brings down.
All the gronics, are they doing Shema?
So he says it's not Mexican shikra because you're allowed to read Kol Hayom. Because Limud, but I understand, but the Gemara over here says Mexican Shikra.
But the problem is, it looks like you're trying to be Yotze Shema then when you're.
Oh, so he brings down, he says, Shaloiba Nasa, he says a little different. Why is it different? He says, he brings down from the. The Afriksa the Anya. I don't know, it brings down that there's a difference. The difference is, by Krishma, the Gemara says, Yeshlo Ischar, you have Ischar Krishma, but you don't have Ischar Krishma by Nasa.
Okay, why? And it's right time is going to be earlier.
Because you're reading Torah, I guess, so you have Ischar of Limanat Torah.
Yeah, Limanat Torah.
I guess Limanat Torah. He Krishma. Says,
Krishma, but not by Nasa.
Yeshlo Ischar Krishma. I don't know why.
What kind of
I don't know. I don't know. He says, Mashenkin over here.
Last night? No.
I don't know.
There's no checkbox. The eight matzah, you get
so
a
so I guess Kareb Torah. But over here, if it didn't grow in your karka, then you're stam a liar. To say Admoscho. The words are lying. So
if it's not really Bikurim, then you're not.
Then the words are lying. By Krishma, at least it's Kalayim Batari. It doesn't say the words. The words don't. Right. The words that I'm mocking is what you're saying. It could be Kalayim Batari, so you're learning. Okay. Like Rav Moshe was learning. Exactly.
But by Bikurim, because.
That's why Rav Moshe was able to do that, because it's not lying. Just because he's saying the brachas there, nothing. There's no sheker. He's learning Gemara.
Gary?
That's it. Thank you, Gary. Oh, yeah.